Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
If you come down and visit us here at the Avenue, our studio is adjacent to the 3rd Street Market Hall in a space that was once sort of the big atrium when you came into the Grand Avenue Mall back in the day. One of the anchors of the revitalization and reimagination of this whole downtown space is a company called Grafe. So if you come in here and you look up, you will see their multi-level, beautiful build-out that overlooks the food hall and outside overlooks like 3rd and Wisconsin. 3rd Street, now Martin Luther King Drive, all the way through, but so 3rd and Wisconsin, essentially. In the new year, this major international engineering, planning, and design firm, headquartered right here in Milwaukee, will have new leadership. Longtime president and CEO at Grafe, John Kissinger, is moving on. And the transition of leadership underway, John remaining on as CEO through December, and then Pat Cresson, elevated to president of the company, will become president and CEO in January of 2025. Both gentlemen in studio with us this morning. I want to talk about a lot of stuff as we look not only to the future of your company, gentlemen, but also the future of big buildings, big properties, big projects right here in southeast Wisconsin. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having us.
Short walk. I mean, convenient enough.
It's pretty easy.
John, let's start with you. We'll talk about your transition here in a little bit. But first, to your decision to move the company headquarters here to downtown Milwaukee from Wauwatosa area, west side there of Milwaukee, kind of near State Fair Park. And you were one of the first major tenants here in this property, the first to take a chance on doing something different, to save and rebuild this piece of downtown real estate. How about your leadership on that? And I know you had some pushback, too. It took some convincing.
Yeah, I mean, we were the first tenant in this development, and we're actually coming up on our five-year anniversary. It's hard to believe it. We've been here 5 years now. Really, you know, Pat had a lot to do with that, because I remember Pat and I talking to the owners of the building when the space was just empty, and we were really not thinking of coming down to Wisconsin Avenue at that time. We just sort of as a courtesy went with them to see their space, and I remember Pat afterwards being really excited and saying, you know, that could really be something, John, you know, with all that light, because we have a lot of natural light in our space, but at first it was, you know, our employees were concerned about being downtown. You hear all the negative images that they have about downtown Milwaukee, none of which are true. So we had to spend some time and educate them. I mean, there were three big issues. It was the commute, it was crime, and it was parking. And so we did our best to, you know, we had people come in from the police to talk to us about what the crime was really like in the neighborhood. We showed everybody how long the commute would be, and we did our best to make everybody as comfortable with the whole process of moving down here. And everybody came down, and we really didn't have any employees left because of that.
Well, I know you certainly have enough parking spots, because I drive by the reserved for Grafe. Pat, let's bring you in now. Pat Cresson is the president of Grafe, will transition to become president and CEO here in the new year. Pat, you're a UW grad, I know, very proud. Can you imagine a better scenario than to be able to do this and to ascend at this position right here in Milwaukee?
No, thanks for having us this morning. It was really kind of something I kind of lucked into. I went to school to be an attorney, somehow became a landscape architect, and then I found Grafe. And I always kept thinking, oh, I'm going to move to one of these fancy cities, one of these fancy communities somewhere in the country. But then we just kept winning these great projects, like Milwaukee Art Museum, Bayshore. Then we were doing golf courses for Pete Dye. And Grafe just supported me as well as the rest of my colleagues for all of it. And we just kept being more successful. So it's great to stay home, build, and work for a great company.
Let's talk about what you do, because as I've explained Grafe to others, you know, we see the flashy exterior of these buildings. Those architects get to put out their renderings of the skyscrapers and stuff, and it looks really pretty. You all do the guts and the things that are super important, right, but that we don't often see.
Yeah, we have a lot of really talented people, and they really take pride in what they do as far as engineering these buildings, whether that's structural, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, civil engineering. It's really the exciting stuff. I mean, you want to get somebody really excited, come talk to them about sizing beams and things like that. It's pretty awesome.
What's the crystal ball look like for the city of Milwaukee? I mean, obviously, I know NM is doing some more work, and there always seems to be a project. What do you guys foresee in the 5 to 10 year future?
Well, we're working on some really good projects that are just finishing now, like 333, Couture, Baird Center, recent grand opening. We got a lot of other really great projects on the books, Iron District, a few others we can't talk about that will be coming out in the next few months. But I think the future is bright.
Pat Cresson is the president at Grafe. He will ascend to become president and CEO as John Kissinger ends his run here in the new year. John, let me ask you about the future of more business coming to Milwaukee. Others followed suit. Milwaukee Tool, actually, you helped them with their building in the engineering of that. Who else do we have? Fiserv right here around the corner.
Yep.
Do you foresee more and more companies making the move that you did and becoming a part of downtown?
Well, it certainly seems like Westtown particularly has become a very big place. Now, Good Karma's someone who came here from Capitol Drive. And so I think, there could be more. Westtown is getting pretty crowded now, so I don't know how much room. But definitely, even today, you'd see even a lot of our competitors. We were the first one, but a lot of our competitors have moved into the downtown space. So there still seems to be in Milwaukee, as opposed to some other cities, a really big interest in companies being in the central business zone. And I think that's because it's pretty accessible, and there's a lot of nice properties down here. And so I think you'll continue to see. I don't know if we're going to have a Fiserv or a Milwaukee Tool, but it could be.
That's what I was going to ask, though, is the why. And that's not a shot at Milwaukee, but just in general. If more people are working from home now, or at least there is a faction of worker that is talented and wants to do that forever now, why are companies interested in moving locations or coming downtown where it may be more expensive?
Yeah, I think people still like to work downtown. As much as everybody says everybody wants to work from home or they want to have our employees, by and large, really like being down here and all the activity with the market hall and with you and the other tenants in the building. So there's still an attraction there, particularly if you get people who come in from another younger people who maybe come from a rural area that think, this is kind of cool. And a lot of them live not too far away. Well, a lot of our employees don't live very far away from us. So I think the old-fashioned attraction of downtown still exists. And I think one of the reasons why Milwaukee seems to be doing well there is downtown is pretty accessible. We're in some larger cities where the commutes to go downtown are quite long, and there it's a little more of a challenge to get people to come into the offices downtown.
Pat, as you continue to build the future, not only here in Milwaukee but internationally, who do you need? Do you need engineers? Do you need office-type folks who are outside of the engineering scope but do the other important things? Like, how are you set for employment for the future?
Yes, we need all those.
Yes,
people.
All.
Yes. For Gray, for really, engineering, planning, design. So, one of the main reasons to come downtown was really to be attractions for those types of people. And what we're finding is this location has really been helpful for us from a recruitment standpoint. And we're looking to do this in our other locations because I think to get the best and the brightest engineers, designers, et cetera, you really need to have that great culture and that great facility to attract them and keep them. A lot of our people want to come to work every day, which is great.
See, he says beanbag chairs maybe too, Vince.
I'm always hard on the beanbag sitters.
I don't think we have any beanbags.
No beanbags up there. Where are your engineers coming from? Are they coming out of UW? Are they coming out of here in Wisconsin? Are they coming from all over the world?
Not all over the world, but I would say we have a pretty heavy mix from the Midwest. A lot of graduates from Wisconsin, Minnesota, Purdue, Illinois, Texas, Florida, a few California.
MSOE?
A lot of MSOE.
Yeah. You like folks who would like to stay in Wisconsin or have some Wisconsin experience?
Not mandatory. I mean, what we're looking for is the best and the brightest, people with a passion for what they do, and we're going to find a way to work with you. And we want you to come work for Grafe because we want you to be successful. We want you to work on these awesome projects, and we want to help support you in your career. So wherever you're at, that's what we're looking for.
John, what are you going to do with yourself?
That's a good. Well, I don't know. I was thinking of doing radio. I thought that
we have openings.
Come on in.
Looked like a pretty good gig.
Can introduce your own.
You know, I'm going to take some time off, just kind of relax for a little bit. I'd like to be. I've been very involved in the community, and I'd like to stay involved with some. I'm hoping that I'll be able to stay involved, even if I don't have a title anymore, with some of the organizations that I'm involved in. And so, get up on a Wednesday and decide to go play golf. I think that's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
That sounds
amazing. Sounds like a really good plan. John, thank you so much for your leadership. You're one of the reasons that we're in this building, and I agree with everything you said about working downtown. I love it. It's very exciting to be here, so I appreciate that. And, Pat, best of luck as you lead this great local company forward.
Thanks, guys.
And thanks,
guys.
For being
good
here.
To see you.